after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Eddie J. Yeah, man. It's good to go there. I mean, we definitely get it in. And there's a beautiful Wednesday, which I know every Wednesday is known as Hump Day, and makes this Hump Day after dust, so definitely glad to be in the building. Of course, today, she's back in the building. Glad to have her back. You know, my new co-host, my girl, Queen B. What's up?
Hey, happy Hump Day. How you doing?
Hello. Now, it's a lot of great stuff, man. Mother's Day is coming up. It's getting pretty big for you.
Yeah. I've been a mother for 5 years now, so it's, of course, a special day. It's a day every day, actually. So I'm going to see what happens, what I might get, what little man going to do for me.
Okay. Most definitely got to see this. man, what if you got one of them poems for you?
Oh, you know, I'm going to smile and hug and put it on the refrigerator and make him feel like it's very, very special. We'll see. He's very creative, so we'll see what he got for me.
Cupcakes
or something like that, knowing him.
Okay. All right, most definitely. Yeah. We're gonna be talking to them. That's gonna be something we're gonna talk about on Monday. Then definitely gonna get to updates on that, finding out what's going on with that. But
okay.
Go ahead. See what we got on today's show, man. Today's show, we're gonna have a very special guest, my girl, Prania Diamond, and she's gonna be in the building today. She's got a lot going on. Of course, she now works with Gambit Management, and as well as she has been shot by one of our dear friends, Donald Evans of ChocolateBottoms.com. Definitely gotta say shout out to him. And she's also currently working towards her bachelor's in business administration, so definitely gotta big up for that.
I'm a clap. Yay.
Hold on. Yeah, you're trying to test me. I mean, you gotta be ready for that. Hold on. All right. most definitely. But, oh, man, she'll be on here, like, midway to the show. But, man, it's a lot of, you know, what we're going to do is on today. You know, we do a lot of hot mess on Mondays. We're going to talk about some news today. Now, basically, we got to catch you up on some stuff, man. There's some live crazy
things.
Yeah,
I've been missing.
Yeah, of course, yesterday, y'all got to check out the TV3 radio show. It's also on here on Life at a Dust Live channel. You check, it comes on every Tuesday. And I end up having a guest. I just had to be a guest host on there and a guest switchboard operator, so that was interesting. And, yes, having been in the room with three women at one time is even crazier, so that was just crazy.
Uh-oh.
Having to come back.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Three at a time. Mm-hmm.
At the same damn time. It was nuts. But it was fun to run for the same time and say, oh, man, so many of y'all. But most definitely, also, y'all got to check out also some updates. Make sure y'all check out this week's issue of On the Spot. And you take that on thespot.justspot.com. Check it out there. And it's at Ebron issue number 43, so definitely check it out. I'll get some of the update. Y'all just get a little glimpse of what's going on the site from the past week and whatnot. And it always feature different people every week. And hey, the thing is, it's a site that works for you. So, yeah, but
sounds good.
I want to also say a shout out to you. You know, I know you recently just lost your grandma, and I want to definitely just big up for that and just your families and our prayers. You know, we've been definitely lifting y'all up while you've been gone.
Thank you. I feel better. Now, I just needed a little bit of time, you know. I lost both my grandmothers in less than 7 months, so it's crazy, but they're so peaceful now. I know it's just the physical. I'm not going to be able to see them. That's going to really bother me, but that's life, they say.
That is life.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so
it's just gonna make me grind harder.
I'm gonna talk about, you got some stuff coming this weekend. Of course, Seagram's event you got coming up. You definitely gotta be here for that.
Yeah. Class.
Oh. I'm about to talk to him. What is that dude? I don't even know if somebody else's name around here. They just sit right here acting the fool. All right. You can't be on it. Tell the people in the audience to clap. I mean, just get on it.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to be off the chain. I think it's going to be good. It's invite only. I mean, this is something serious. This is serious, man. This is my first true big event. Yeah. It's coming together. It's wonderful. So I see the other 11 girls that's going to be with me. I got that flyer today. And I think it's going to be nice. It's going to be great.
So I'm kind of explaining the process of how it's going to work. As you started telling me earlier, you were studying. And so I was like, she was studying.
I prefer white liquor, clear liquor, whatever. And I haven't drunk Seagram's in a while. So for the competition, the competition is broken down. It's going to be, when we first get there, it's going to be like club wear. They're going to see how you mingle with the crowd, and they're going to, you know, grade you on that. And then they have 14 questions that they sent, I guess, every girl. I know I got them. And it's just little random questions, you know. So I said, well, let me do a little bit of research on them just to see what they've came out with so far, like how it all began. So I wrote down a couple little things. I'm a I can't help it. That's what I do. When I want to find out something or know something, I don't want to go in, you know, being dumbfounded. So I want to impress them.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and then we have the second part is a bikini part, a bathing suit competition. Yeah, so we all going to change into bathing suits and do a walk or whatever, and then hopefully we see who number one. I hope it's me. I wish everybody the best of luck. I'll say that.
Yes, right. Okay, I know. I know our dear friend, Miss Bonita. I'm gonna call her by her Twitter name. You know, it's Selena, her real name. Miss Bonita Ballard. She must be our 7 years as well.
Yeah, she's gonna bring a few of her folks in there also. So, good connections and networking and grinding. I love it. It's gonna be a good, fun, eventful night. I think it's going to be a lot of networking involved. So that's my main thing, is the networking part of it. So meeting new faces every day.
So I guess if you got a stank attitude, that event is definitely not for you to be one of the contestants, then, basically.
Nah, you can't be on that. You can't. You got to go. You got to be. I don't know how the other ones are, but I know how I am. So. We gonna see. You're gonna know what? Monday, right? Yeah. I'll scoop you, let you know what's going on, what happened.
And so what's the overall prize that happens out of this?
The prize is $500. 4 day, 3 night. Yeah, I said, okay, I like that. Then I like the 4 day, 3 night part where They do a, we set up a photo shoot, and they do the photo shoot. They do the whole work, you know, makeup and wardrobe and hair and all that. And you get to do their events, any events that they have coming up, you do those, and you do a paid signed autograph event that they throw for you, whoever the winner is of the calendar search.
Oh, man.
Yeah, good connections. It's a real good thing. So that's a good connection right there, Seagram. So
that'd be big. Yeah, that happens. I mean, that's gonna be huge, not huge, huge.
Yeah. So I'm preparing myself now for it, and it is what it is. I'm not nervous at all. I'm just ready. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, because I've never done something like this before. So
definitely, you know, that's always, you have to be prepared to step your level up. So that's what happens. You know, they need to just raise the bar more and more and more, the more serious you get about your career path.
Right. Yeah. So I know these are going to hopefully continue to come up. I had my connection, and that's how I got in. So this connection, this networking, you know, we were talking about before, being annoying, seeing your news feed come through 6 or 7 times a day. That works. You won't go anywhere if you don't do that. Hint, hint. People better get out there. Get on these websites and promote yourself.
Yeah, so now they see why you link to death, and now they see why you do it.
That's why I do it. I sure do.
All right. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick music break. By the way, too, I gotta say big ups to Virginia. Grind family over here on Monday. Very great show. I definitely enjoyed them. It's one thing I say is shout out to the artists that come over here. It's bringing back the feel of Rap City. The Basement is coming back. We're bringing it back. Shout out to the artists that ain't afraid to drop a freestyle or whatnot, right on the spot. So, man, I always want to crank up like, it's Rap City. Oh, man.
Oh, that's what's up, Rap City, yes. That is so, bringing it back.
Bringing it back. All right, we got this track by my boy Philly Block, a great friend of mine. And shout out to him because shout out to his manager, Darnell, who's him. That's actually the first magazine that actually not only featured in, but also I was featured on the magazine cover. So big up to him. We got Starting Fire right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, in my girl, Queen B.
Queen B. Yeah.
Damn it, young D.
Forget my public service announcement on Hump Day After Dusk. If you're going to hump, make sure you hump responsibly. All right. There you go. Yes, I had to make sure I get that out because people, because, I mean, then I'm just not doing my job if I don't tell y'all that.
Let them know
because
they might forget.
See, Yes, you know, it's you got it, because you know sometimes that, you know, you get in, especially you sipping on some, you're gonna be
sipping on some Seagram's.
I was gonna let you say. I'm gonna say, hold on. Now they helping you out. They ain't paying for the check yet, so I'm gonna go say the word. especially since I'm working on a sponsor right now, so I'm not gonna say nothing yet. So.
Okay.
You ain't gonna see that come out my mouth yet, but hold on. Now, yeah, people look at me like, what? I thought you. No. Just relax, everybody.
It wasn't me.
Oh,
it was her. She said it.
She said it wasn't me.
It was me. The queen. It was me.
The queen. See, she's allowed to say it. It's understandable. All right, so. Oh, man, we got about eight minutes, or for those of our Spanish speakers, we have 8 minutos. So, yes, man. Oh, man. And I also got to say, today, my niece actually came home from the hospital, and that's pretty interesting.
Yay. Oh.
I keep calling her Cabbage Patch. Stuck in Cabbage Patch.
Oh, she like a little Cabbage Patch doll.
You know them cheeks. She got them cheeks like them Cabbage Patch dolls. So I keep calling it Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. So I wanted to picture a cheek once. I had to do it. I had to get out of my system one good time.
Got to pinch the cheeks, the Cabbage Patch cheeks.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
Yeah, people stay pinching my cheeks, so I got to pay some people back.
Right. Oh, well, that's what's up. Healthy baby girl.
What's up, now?
You didn't, what's her name? What's her name?
Excuse me. Her name is Riley.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she's, but he keeps laughing and he's trying to say that. I'm going to, she started to turn out like me, you know, so it was like interesting. And then she's also going to be, they were laughing because they were talking about how I'm such a character and one thing like doing, you know, I'm such in the superheroes. They're like, oh my God. They know, they're like, what is he going to do for Halloween? You know, because they already think I'm about to plot and put a cape on her or something for Halloween. So, man. Yeah, just have to see.
Just have like a princess, please. A princess or
she
little
will.
Bumblebee.
She's going to be a pink or something like that. She'll be a cute superhero.
No nunchuck. None of that stuff.
No nunchuck. So she's going to have on a cape.
Yeah.
She'll have a cape and a mask.
A cape and a mask. Okay.
I'm so she's still going to be bam.
Be flashy.
Yes.
Flashy little
princess,
superhero.
My brother just keeps laughing because he's laughing. He's like, oh my God, I'm not even going to play with you. Yes, you guys. Yeah, but everyone knows I'm crazy. Everyone already knows I'm crazy. So it's expected of me.
Right. Okay.
And
don't do that
to her. Yeah, we'll just have to see. It'll be suspense. We'll see what happens.
Okay. As the days go on.
So some very, very, very interesting news. Actually, just saw a story that Oprah, apparently, she saw a homeless dude and then she took him to a very nice restaurant. And after she took him to the restaurant, she gave him a nice big wad of money.
Mm. Wow.
Yes, I'll be giving. Let me give y'all the full details of that because I thought that was just so interesting. I was like, wow, you know, this woman is at any moment she can just, you know, she has the money to be able to say, hey, bam.
There you go, take this.
Take that.
I don't need it. Here you go.
Right.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman. She really is. Very much so.
Yes.
A lot of people don't do that who got money.
Yeah, a lot of people will feel like, yeah, I've worked hard for this. I mean, yes and no, but what did Spider-Man say? Did Spider-Man's uncle say, with great power comes great responsibility?
Yep, yep. That's right. She has it to spare, so why not, you know, give it away? Give it to somebody who needs it.
Right,
if I had money like that, I probably would do it, too.
Yeah, I mean, why the heck not?
Right. I do that now. I don't have Oprah money, but if you need something, you know, go ahead and ask it for $2. I got it. I got you. I might give it to you.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, if I, like, personally, like, I just don't, I remember, like, in downtown Dallas, very nice spot. And, I mean, if you're going there, you, I just understand you. Like, it would be these homeless people downtown Dallas, and they were asking some money. If that's for, not necessarily saying the amount, they just say they can experience something. And I see these people getting out in these nice cars, way nicer than my car, and they, like, frown their nose up and keep walking. But then I would take my time out, and I would get this person a dollar. And sometimes I catch myself doing that multiple times because so many of them. And, you know, for me, it's how I personally feel. You know, like you said, if you are blessed with some money, you should get it back, man. It's just only right because you can end up not having that money tomorrow. And then you're going to be like, oh, my God, like, oh, what's up? And then you're going to remember them when it comes to that time when you're going to be reaching out and want somebody to help you. You're going to wonder why nobody helps you.
Right. That's right. Looking all around with your hand out. That's true.
So always be humble.
Right. Always. The game can't change me.
Yeah, I know. It's like, there's some people, I just really, yeah, it's like, it's really the end of the day, like I said, just because you got the money, and don't act like you're bigger than everyone else in the world, because you can easily, the way the economy has always worked, you could be at the top of the food chain, and you can easily be at the bottom of it very quickly. So never try to act like you're, never run around acting like a shark when you can become a guppy really quick.
Yep, that's right. Words of wisdom. Y'all
words
listen.
Words of wisdom.
We're telling you some good stuff right here. Listen.
Now, I'm also trying to think. Actually, it's so crazy. Yesterday, I was kind of out. I'm not going to say anything. But also, too, I know one of the biggest, we can get a little political for a second. You know, we sometimes we get political in here, but sometimes we do. We give it to you straight. And actually, right now, one of the big things going on with Obama right now is he's talking about same-sex couples being allowed to marry. And, of course, you know what that means. There's going to be a lot of controversy going on. A lot of people are going to be going nuts. So, you know, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to be. I'm going to be watching very closely on this because I know how people. I mean, people just going to act as fool, man. It's going to be all over the place. Now, for me, it's going to be interesting because I already know. I know it's a lot of controversy that always goes in there. You know, people are like, well, does that mean you're going to teach my child and say my child that hey, you need to be, you know, some people are afraid of, like, saying, like, well, hell, does this mean that it's going to be people trying to make my child be gay or this, that, or the other? No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not going to be the case. Like, I just don't think that, I mean, people just got to stop being that mindset. Like, I mean, things happen a certain way. You can't magically wave a wand and say, well, hey, guess what? You're not going to be gay. It's sometimes it's the people who do that their child turns out to be gay more in some cases because they try so hard to act like they know they had this magic wand and tell them, well, you're not going to be gay. And then their child, because their child must be so rebellious, they end up going to do it. And also the flip side, that's, not everyone that's as gay was doing to be rebellious.
Right. Not true. Stereotypes.
So, I mean, this really, I really would like to see it. We're actually, you know what, we're open to the mic for that for Monday's show, and I definitely want to see what everyone's going to have to say about that, because that's definitely a very, very deep topic that it's going to go in. But I see we're going to go ahead and go to a very, 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 very quick song. And after this quick song, we're going to bring my girl Pranya Diamond in the building. Definitely, definitely glad to have her. So hold on to see what am I feeling in my spirit. Let's go ahead and go to Virginia Grime Family's track. And it says, shout out to them for coming through, man. This is a very nice song they got here. It says, I'll Never Love. And then after that, we'll have our guests on today. So let's go.
Yeah. Easy. We're gonna do one for the lovers and lovers alike. If I could take you any place, say, babe, I might just choose the moon. I would say maybe California, girl, but that would be too soon. I want to take some time to know you, but don't let me grow no room in your heart. Oh, my God, I make her float like a balloon. Hey, but I spit that type of G that make a chick want to leave a man. Give it his bone, then I got to go home. Don't want to leave alone, but understand. I don't romance or hold hands or slow dance or slow jams. Just want to stick this rocket in the socket that's in your pants. Electrifying, so how we deathifying. Pass the time with sexy, sip the text and say you exercising. Not necessarily lying, the best of trio we lying. On my mattress, passing swishes, hit the jet stream, there we flying. She tired of the game, she wanna do the weather. She see my true colors, my favorite hue is Hefner. I'm not the type to give life, I'm the type to do to give pipe. So be my one and only girl, but only for one night.
I told her never fall in love, never ever fall in love. You should never fall in love, never ever fall in love. Girl, let's never fall in love, never ever fall in love. Told her never fall in love with a nigga like me. Never, never ever, never ever, ay. Never fall in love with a nigga like me. Never, never ever, never ever, ay. Never fall in love with a nigga like me.
It's easy money. Said I'd never fall in love with him, you hear that? You say you never love him with your heart. Love him with your mind.
My man.
Hey, look.
Never love him with your heart. Love him with your mind.
Love him with your mind.
With that being said, don't take it to the head.
But when I was in your bed,
that love shit was there.
Don't get misled.
It's never there.
It's everywhere.
But never here.
It's never fair.
Don't love him. Never care.
Never care. Yeah.
That's what a real player is supposed to do. Shorty, I'm just too cold for you. Don't let love get that close to you. All I got is a black rose for you. So just pause that like a pose would do. So just fall back like I told you do.
And never call back.
Cause I'm over you.
Never, never, never. Never ever, you should never, never ever, yeah. You should never, never ever, never ever. You should never fall in love with a nigga like me.
I told her never fall in love, never ever fall in love. You should never fall in love, never ever fall in love. Girl, let's never fall in love, never ever fall in love. I told her never fall in love with a nigga like me. Never, never ever, never ever, ay. Never fall in love with a nigga.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk, live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Sonny J. It is hump day after dusk. Man, we're getting in. Of course, I got my co-host with the most, my co-hostess with the mostest, my girl Queen B in the building. And, of course, we got our special guest for today. Now, make sure, I think I've been saying it right the whole time. We're going to see if she's going to put me on the spot if I didn't say it right. So it's why not? It's Pranaya Diamond, correct?
Pranaya.
Pranaya. See, that's what I say. I told y'all she's going to put me on the spot. Pranaya Diamond. Diamond. There we go.
Miss Diamond.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I got to talk to the monkeys again. The monkeys, they just don't understand. I tell them to do something, and I do it when I tell them. My monkeys. Thank you, monkeys. Talk to the monkeys. All right, most definitely. You know, I'm definitely glad to have you on the show today. Now, as far as we're gonna go off the bat. You know, first off, you know, I want you to go ahead and tell us exactly how did you actually get into modeling in the first place. What made you want to do it?
Well, once I moved to Atlanta, I kind of met up with a couple of people and just started from there. And since September, I've just been modeling ever since.
Definitely. So that means coming up this September will be a full year. So, man, definitely. And you've been doing a lot already within that short period of time, too. I've already been noticing, and man, it's some people I've seen that they've been modeling for 10 years, and they still haven't done some of the stuff you've done. So it's very, very, very big to just see you already doing this. That's such a small amount of time already.
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic over to my girl Queen B, because I'm gonna go ahead and grill you. All right, Queen B, handle the mic.
Yeah. How you doing, Miss Diamond?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was telling Seti, I saw that you're with Gambit Management.
Yeah.
You how long have you been with them?
Well, I haven't been with them for long. It's probably been like a little less than 6 months, probably.
Okay, because I told them I knew Reynolds. Mr. Brockett, and I've talked to him a few times. So I said, hey, I haven't met her before, but we have a little something in common. I'm in Virginia, so I know he's in Virginia Beach. So
yeah.
I thought that was a good thing to have in common. So, and I see also business administration. I'm taking baby steps. I'm getting my associate's first. But you're getting your bachelor's. Where are you going to school at?
I currently go to school online at Colorado Tech University.
Okay. I do mine University of Phoenix online.
Okay.
How long do you have left? Yay! Smart girls rule. I'm sorry. I had to get that out there. How long do you think you have left?
I had to answer that question. Sorry.
Huh?
Oh, she was saying, how long did you have left?
I still got a whole 3 years left.
Oh, okay. So you just started. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Good luck in it. I know you're going
Thank
to
succeed. Thank you so much.
I know everything's going to go right. No problem.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, as far as we get in management too, like how, like I know you were saying you've been with them for a little bit, like how did you actually run into them? Like how did y'all start linking together doing stuff together? Because I mean, I look at this dude's resume of things that they've done, and they've done some very phenomenal things. So, you know, if he's working with somebody, that means they gotta be phenomenal themselves. So How did you actually link up with him?
With Gambit Management?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, actually, I ran into Donald E. first, and I actually met him through Twitter, and we just linked up from there. So, and we did a couple of shoots together. And then the shoots went very well, so I've been sticking with them ever since.
Definitely. I got to say shout out to Donald E., too. That's actually a good friend of ours. A very good friend to the family. Yeah, I got definitely big him up. ChocolateBottoms.com. So, yeah, he gets to them. So, I definitely got to say, you know, I always get a, especially when you see somebody that you're cool with, I get so excited when I see somebody that I know and I'm just meeting and they like, and they actually, the weird thing is how I actually got. Put on a game about you in the first place was Donald. He was like, yeah, you got to check this shit. Yeah, da 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 da. Okay, let me check it out.
Aww.
So, yeah.
I got to check out ChocolateBottoms.com. I haven't checked that out.
Yeah,
how did he become a Chocolate Bottoms girl?
Yeah, he's got
you gotta go get an interview with Donald E.
Yeah, we gotta have him for our model month in July. We gotta have him come through.
Yeah,
he's I've seen some of his tweets and stuff. He's a character, so I'm like, that's gonna be interesting. Oh man. Okay. All right, Miss Queen B, take it.
Me. Well, you said when you do the Chocolate Bottoms, you have to go through him. That's his website?
Yeah, that's Donald's website.
Okay. All right. Might have to submit to him or something, try to get a one.
I'm trying to network. Look at me.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with networking.
I'm going to put you out, put out there. News flow. I'm going to give you a hint where you can easily get to him. If you're on the dust spot, you can find him easily. You didn't hear that from me, though. You
okay,
didn't hear that from
hint,
me.
Hint. That's cool. Well, she met you thought she met Twitter, see?
Yeah.
Twitter is really popping. Anytime you're meeting people through Twitter now, usually it's just Facebook or, you know, but Twitter is getting up there now. So I like that. People hit me up on Twitter, and sometimes I'm scared to hit them back because I don't know if they're real or fake. You know, it's so many little things going on sometimes. So I just stick with what I know and keep my circle tight. You know, you got to keep your circle tight. So, but
well,
you're in ATL?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So, going back to what Queen was saying, how did you personally read out who not to work with when you see them on Twitter? Because, you know, it's crazy on there. Like, yeah, she said, some people are full of it and some people are full of greatness. Yeah, I know the other full of it is.
Yeah. I mean, it took me a while to actually link up with somebody from Twitter, but Donald, he actually gave me a lot of facts and things to look up and websites and stuff like that, and I seen that all of that was true, so I gave him a call, and we was conversing over the phone for a while before we actually did the first photo shoot, so... And then, of course, I had...
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that, too. You say you were making the point that he wasn't afraid to give you information. You know, you ask, and I tell moms all the time, I'm like, you know, somebody asked me about something. So, you know, some people get real nervous and you ask them a bunch of questions and they're so nervous about it. I dare you to ask me a question, because if you're not asking a question, that means you ain't that interested. Because, I mean, it really is the case that people who aren't that interested won't ask you questions. They're just like, oh, okay. And people asking the most are like, bam, here you go. Because, I mean, in the day, if I want this person to be comfortable working with me and vice versa, I want them to know who I am and what I do
mm-hmm.
and how I plan on doing it.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, when they're not afraid to give you facts and stuff. When I first met Reynolds, he the first thing he said was, Google me. This is, you know, Google my name. Type in this. This is Gambit Man, you know. So when they're giving you out that information and you're not having to go on there yourself and find it, then those are the people that, you know, you should be sticking with most of the time. Most of the time. So,
right.
You know, so that's what I like the best about this is when I can Google you and everything about you pops up, or I can see we have mutual friends in common, and I can go to them and say, oh, so, you know, what's up with Ms. Diamond? What, how does she represent, you know, when she goes to a photo shoot or an event or whatever? So
yeah,
that's good, because that's what I did today. I saw your name, and I said, I'm not following her on Twitter. Let me start following her.
So you put your name out there today,
so
back.
I hit it up. yes, please do. I follow everyone that follows me and vice versa. So, and we can give each other shout-outs and start networking. You never know what may come of anything. I'm trying to get to ATL myself one day, so.
You should come. I'm
trying to. I know, I heard it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Really, to him, we're making a trip. We're going to make a trip. You want to come, Sadie?
Yeah, I got to go. I have to go. You see, we go, we're going to do Life After Dusk in ATL edition.
ATL style, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I gotta
what it's going to be.
That
yeah.
should be fun.
It's too many people. You know what? That's the first thing. I don't know. It's like this summer, I'm trying to see if I can fit all this stuff in this summer. And so many folks to hear me. You got to come in. You got to. And especially the spots where I keep hearing the most, ATL is one of them. The DMV is one
yeah.
of them. NYC is one of them. Somebody invited me to Detroit last week. Told me, yeah, man, I'm going to pay for your room. All that. You just got to come up here. Like, shoot, let me go ahead. What
yeah,
going to be coming in? So, yeah, man, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know about them other places, but Atlanta is where it's at right now.
Oh.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so I'm
promoting.
Now, you're originally, I'm doing my homework, you know, you're originally from the Big Apple, correct, Mundo?
Yes, I'm from New York.
Now, like, what's the transition from being in New York versus being in the ATL, like, what's the differences in this?
I mean, it's a lot more slower here. I'm used to being, I'm not really, like, in the city part of Atlanta. I'm, like, more in a suburb, and I'm used to being, like, in the middle of the city, so it's a lot more slower and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are they more, here's always a more interesting question to ask my fellow East Coast people. Are they more nice down there where you're at? Or, you know, because, you know, up there, you know, people out there are grimy, in your face.
No. See, before you come here, you think that they're more nice, but I think it's a little bit more even. It's some nice people here, but not everybody nice here, because most
right.
of the New Yorkers moving down here, so.
No,
you just
got
to make sure you run into the right one.
Okay.
Yeah, cause some of them. Yeah, I tell you, I went to Boston. I feel like I wanted to slap somebody up there. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna remind you, I am from Jersey, so I will snap your behind. Don't mess with me.
Oh, they rowdy up in the north part. Oh, ooh, haven't been up there yet. I'm gonna stick to the southern hospitality. I'm going to stay down this way for a little bit. I'm going to inch my way up there.
I think probably it's the best me. Hey, a lot of them start to move down here, so there's a lot of them rude idiots. There's a lot of rude people down here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Up there, a real set of people. What I like about them up there is that a lot of times they are they are more real with you. More, they're going to be straight, cut and dry, and tell you what it is, what it is, type of
right.
mentality.
That's
right.
true, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what my fellow East Coasters, that's what we do. Oh, definitely. Now, as far as, like, some of the stuff you got coming up, too, because I know, like, before I even get into that, you know, you actually, you know, you, one of the things, too, is, you know, you're not a skinny mini chick. You are a very thick, you're a thick chick.
They,
now,
I'm considered BBW, but to me, I don't feel like a BBW.
I just don't. That's what I tell you. To me, it takes a lot for me to say somebody's BBW. It takes a lot for me to say that. I guess in my
eyes. I get called that a lot.
Yeah.
Really? I would have said, what?
Yeah.
No, you're not. I've seen your picture. No, you're not. You are everyday shapely woman is what you
the only
are.
Is,
thank
the, you. The only thing that makes up BBW are, I want to, let me go ahead and get money.
I know you
want
to
say
it. Look, he's trying to think of a good way to say it.
Hold on. Let me think of it. Hold on.
Just go ahead and say it. I won't say nothing.
I gotta think. I gotta get it all the way in my mind. Hold on.
It's gonna be deep.
Right.
It's gonna be real deep. Watch.
All right, here we go. All right, let's say...
And what have you come up with?
The circumference of her apple. The circumference of her
fool.
Apple. We're going to go with that. That's going to be our answer. That's today's magic answer.
Wow. That was
you crazy.
That was nice.
It was well
oh,
put.
Oh, boy.
It sure was. I knew it was going to be deep.
Hey, I never let y'all down. I give it to y'all, man. Hey, give me some time to think. I got you.
You got us.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you know, and the crazy thing, too, I mean, it showed me the proof of point of how many of you are just a lover of death. Every time I go to my notifications, and this is not even a new cover photo on the Dust Five fan page anymore. It's an older one, and people are still liking and commenting on that photo still.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Every time I see it, like, bam, like, man, you fine, girl, man. But it's like some people don't understand. It's a way of saying it, but some of them. And this is one of my favorite new words. There's some of them acting really thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do. For no reason, too.
My favorite comment I saw was one guy, he was like, girl, I need to hit that before I leave.
It's funny you bring that comment up.
Oh, boy.
No, I just had to go off on him politely, like, for that.
Yeah, I mean,
just, like,
hey,
he,
wow.
He had been bugging me for a long time, so I politely put it to him, like, look, leave me alone. This your warning for right now. If I have to tell you again, it's going to be problems.
Uh-oh.
He just did the war for me.
Yes,
how thirsty could you be? It was like really bugging me. I
had to block her.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Isn't that crazy that when people get like that, it's like, really, dude?
Yeah,
really. You ridiculous.
I'm going to let you hit it before I leave. No. Did he think you were going to say, yeah, come on, the address is...
I don't know what he thought I was going to tell him, but...
Ooh.
It wasn't going to be no yeah.
I know that's right. He politely
You got leaned on.
And by the way, Donald actually just—he just sent me a message, and he said, "Tell her I said what's up."
Tell Donald crazy stuff. I said, "Hey, boo."
All right,
let him know. Let him know.
I definitely some more so like, of course, you know, I should get a check. You know, I start talking about circumference of apples and thirsty people. going back into what events and stuff you got coming up and projects. I saw you put some new pictures up recently too.
Yeah, I put up some pictures, but unfortunately, I don't have anything coming up for a while. I'm kind of taking a break. Because something came up, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Breaks are much needed sometimes. They are definitely much needed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. When you come back, you'll be ready to move on to that next level. I hope everything worked out for you.
Thank you. It's not a bad situation. It's just a new situation for me, though. But.
Right. Life always comes up with little things you got to focus on more sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Now, so I'm going to some other stuff to let everyone know as far as like how they can keep up with what you got going on.
Say that again.
I'll let everyone know as far as, like, how they can keep up what you got going on, like, your Facebook and your Twitter, and, like, keep up to date with all your past stuff and whatnot.
Oh, see, I have people helping me with that.
All right, so.
You know, my best friend, she be helping me keep up my Twitter and stuff like that.
Big time already.
Let's see.
She got people helping her with her Twitter. I need somebody to help me with mine.
I can call you an assistant if you need one.
Hey, that's what I say. Shout out to Benita Balaw. Shout out to Benita Balaw for helping me with that Justin model Twitter. I'm like, yes. I have four Twitter accounts. So
I need to get to where you at.
I can't run four at once. I it depends on how you do it though. Because I mean, one of them, it thinks for itself. I think we have a Twitter that thinks for itself. So one, I don't worry about it, really. I say something every now and then, but it does all the thinking for me. But another one, someone helps me with that one. Shout out to that. You share that one, and then of course, at Miss Benita Valar, she helps me with the Dust of Our Model one, and of course my main one. No one touches that one. Shetty J Dusk. That's the main one. No one touches that one. So that's pretty much all with that. But as far as if y'all want to follow her, what's going on, all y'all got to do is go to @PRANYIADYMOND, and that's her Twitter. Y'all can definitely follow her on that and see what she's got going on. And one thing I say too is, you want to see people when you, even you not wearing makeup, you are still bad. It's like, I saw some pictures. You just everyday pictures. You still that's so you know somebody is naturally bad. They can still look good without the makeup on.
Yep, that's
right. Thank you.
That's right. Naturally bad chick. Oh, no. I just like to say, you know, that's what's up.
So I see you got, as we get to the very end of the show, I want to remind you all, if you miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. can also listen to it on iTunes for free. Just type in Life at the Dust Live. And then on each of those, you can just, all you have to do is look for on the episode that says Hump Day After Dusk. My girl Pranaya. Oh,
Miss Diamond.
Y'all caught me. That'll work. Slow down, right? I went to the Matrix. I was like, here we go. I'm going to say it right. Here we go. Oh, mess it up. Heart hurts.
You okay, boo. You trying.
Hey, yeah. I know how you feel because he would mess up with I love this. I mean, shout out to white, I love the white folks too, but y'all mess with my name the most. What the heck is Kenny? Where do y'all get Kenny? I don't understand it. I don't understand where y'all get Kenny. How does the first answer when they see my name? So that's I see. I know how you feel about featuring of names. But go ahead and remind them how they can follow you, Queen D.
You can follow me on my Twitter at Belonda, BYLONDAKING. You can follow me on Facebook.com, Belonda.King. The Dust Spot, Belonda, a.k.a. Queen, of course. I'm up on there. And YouTube and I'm all over. It's so much. But those are my main ones, so hit me up on there.
All right. Well, definitely, man. As we roll on out, I'll remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or when there's a Queen B, or when there's a Party Diamond. Ooh, got it right. Or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life That Does Live. Starting this Thursday for the rest of the month, every Thursday, we will be doing what we call Flashback After Dusk, where we'll be bringing some old shows out of the archives, and we'll be rebroadcasting them, in which tomorrow, this week's show, we're bringing back one of the old shows, one of the most classic ones. My boy Kel Mitchell, y'all know him from Good Burger, and y'all also know him from all kinds of stuff. So, got you guys check it out. That was a fun interview, especially when we start talking about orange soda. Y'all definitely had to see where that whole conversation went. So, there you go. All right, we rolling it out in the words of Chris Brown. Juices.